Today we have the story of the misfortune that happened to Veronica Lukin when she wasn't wearing her sacramentals. You won't want to miss this story. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the book of life and love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing, for they have not received the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and of the truth. For this purpose he has also called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings that you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My child and my children, I have given you, I should say, my Son and the Eternal Father, have given you your armor. You must keep about you at all times. At no cost must you remove from your bodies your crucifix, the Saint Benedict medal, and your scapular. I say this for reason. Now, my child, this week you were placed in great trial. I want you at this time to explain to others just what transpired when you removed your protection." "I do? It's embarrassing." "Yes, my child. Reach out to the world. You were allowed to go through this crucible for a reason. Well, last week on Monday, I had to go to St. Charles Hospital for tests. 7 different tests, blood tests, EKG, everything you could think of, I went through there. However, when I first arrived, they said to me, 'Take off your medals and your scapular.' The lady seemed to know the scapular. I said to her, 'I really don't want to take off my protection.' She said, 'We're here to protect you. Here, let me have them, and I'll put them in your bag.' So she took them. Now, I was at a terrible position of either losing my test and giving her an argument because she's a very stern individual. So I said nothing at that time, and she went forward and made her test. All right. No, I was there quite a while in the hospital, as you understand, when you go through those tests and wait and wait and wait. Now, at that time then, when I was finished, I was quite hungry, and so was Arthur. So we took off for a McDonald's along the highway for breakfast. Well, fortunately, Our Lady and Jesus held back what was to happen until we at least had finished our breakfast. But unfortunately for the others who had just arrived, they were at a disadvantage, because as we finished the cup of coffee, a man ran to us and said, "Leave here in an instant. The place is going to blow up." I said, "What?" And then I smelled gas. I knew there was something wrong. Well, everyone started running, and I mean they ran out of that building with me, fast ahead, and Arthur, and my bag, and we jumped in the car and took off because you could smell the gas exuding out of that pipe. Well, I found out later, but this was only the beginning. I found out later that these men who had a big crane had chopped up the gas pipe, and out came the fumes. And if somebody had lit a match in that place, because the fumes were all around us, we would have went boom. So I got outside in the car, and I said, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, Blessed Mother." Well, I guess the old boy figured I'll still get her. So I arrived home thinking, now I'm safe. Oh, yeah? I noticed that my dog had been eating a lot of bones and things and left little slivers on the floor. But there were only tiny little slivers. I say this for a reason. But my dog liked these milk bones. They were a sort of a pinkish brown color. If you know your dog, he's a poodle and he loves milk bones. So he gets those. However, I was sweeping up the floor with some popcorn that Arthur had dropped. When all of a sudden, I said, "Gee, what in the world am I eating? What am I eating?" But in the beginning, I had a feeling I was going to choke. So I opened my mouth. There, what was in my mouth? What was in my mouth? The two large chunks of dog biscuit. Now, I'm not eating dog biscuits. So I said, "Aha, he's still after me." And I said, "And I know what it is, because, you see, Our Lady let me go through this so I'd learn a stern lesson. And she wants everyone to know about this. And anyone that doubts this, I'll prove it to them, because my husband came running in and I says, "They're trying to choke me or something." "What is it?" said the author. I said, "Dog biscuits in my mouth. Big pieces. How did they get there?" "I don't know," I said, "but then I think I know." So I ran right in, got my St. Benedict medal out of my purse that I'd forgotten to put on in all the excitement, and also the scapular. And I assure you, I don't care if they have to tack it to my nose the next time. I'm not taking off my scapula and my St. Benedict medal for anyone, including a crucifix also. So you can see, Our Lady allowed this for a reason. I feel that, you know, it was a little embarrassing to come forward, but Our Lady said she wants others to know this, because there will be others who will have this experience if they are not protected with their scapula, the St. Benedict medal, and a crucifix. Now Our Lady is smiling. "You see, my child, the world would have nothing if man was not free to speak out."
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Veronica experienced this trial, so we will learn from it. Our Lady tells us to be protected from misfortune and evil, we should wear the following sacramentals around our neck: a rosary, a crucifix, the St. Benedict medal, Our Lady of the Roses medal, the miraculous medal and the scapular. We have all of these sacramentals in a packet we call Heaven's Personal Protection Packet. This packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling, and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. That's Heaven's Personal Protection Packet for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. You can also call our toll-free number and order with a MasterCard, Visa, or American Express. Just call 616-698-6448. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. Now we'll be covering part of the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, and the last part of that chapter. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." And that's John chapter 6, verses 52 and 53. If Christ did not mean what he said, why would he have turned to the apostles, whom he would give the power to change bread and wine into his flesh and blood, and say, "Will you also go away?" In other words, will you too not believe and walk away as those who refuse to believe me? Those who heard Christ speak the doctrine of the real presence, coupled with the attitude of our Lord, proved the authenticity of the literal meaning. It simply is not possible to interpret these words of Christ in any way except in reference to the actual reception of his holy body and blood. The circumstances of the Last Supper give added reason for taking Christ's words literally. He continued to reaffirm his words, which the Jews found so difficult to accept, by saying only moments later, "My flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." That's the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, verse 56. These Last Days is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the End Time Prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, the Third Secret of Fatima, actual recordings of the message, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, and much more. Be sure to visit and tell your family and friends about it, to visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on October 5, 1985. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she said to listen carefully. "My child, you understand. The Eternal Father is most merciful, and my Son does not want the world to be destroyed. However, great tribulations shall be set upon mankind. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by fire and brimstone. What can you expect upon your country, which allows homosexuality to flourish and become the way of life, which now your leaders, under a banner of truthfulness and faithfulness to his God, have now torn down that banner and is going in the direction of Satan. Laws are being made now to protect the offenders of God, the homosexuals. Mankind will have a banner ahead. There will be tribulation set upon the world before my Son returns to gather his own. Yes, In time, many will be removed from the earth. However, there will be a tribulation before that moment. My child and my children, keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. And my children of the earth and the once beautiful United States of America, do not sell your souls to get to the head. Money has been called the root of all evil. Already the young are being tarnished, their souls corrupted by their elders. What, oh what, my children, can you expect from the Eternal Father? My son constantly pleads your cause before the Eternal Father. However, the time is growing short. That's why, my child, I brought you here this evening in your debilitated state as an act of mercy to the world to turn from their path of destruction. Your nation, the United States, shall fall to the despot, and you will be all enslaved by him. I know, my children, many of you who hear my voice or my words will say, how can this happen to us? But we heard that the Eternal Father had said himself that he heard that many years ago when he sent prophets to warn Sodom and Gomorrah, and they too did not listen. So now, my children, you will go forth as soldiers for Christ, my son. If you swerve in your course of dedication, you can lose your eternal soul. Is this not worth fighting for, my children? Go out as soldiers of Christ. Carry the banner called Faithful and True. And do not be swerved by the works of mankind. Because what is coming out in your press is controlled, my children, throughout your country and the world. You must pray to be enlightened so that you will not be deluded by the forces of evil loosed in your country and other nations of the world. Now, my child, you will sit back, and I want you to take several photographs of light. May I decipher them publicly? Yes, my child, you may. It will save time.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 5th, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, my first testimony here. This party wrote to the Holy Father, and she sent us a copy. Dear Holy Father, I am writing to you to give my testimony of my conversion to the Roman Catholic faith. My husband, a baptized Catholic, and I have been attending vigils at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine in Bayside, Long Island, New York, for 5 years. We deeply believe in the apparitions of our Lord Jesus and Blessed Virgin Mary at this site. Also, in the hundreds of messages given to the seer by the seer at Bayside, to the seer at Bayside, Mrs. Veronica Lukin, the rosary is recited continuously at the vigils which are held on the feast days of the church. I was baptized a Presbyterian. However, Since visiting Bayside, I found myself drawn to the Catholic faith. I am pleased to say I was confirmed and received First Communion. My conversion is entirely due to the visitation at Our Lady of the Rosary Shrine. I believe the Catholic Church is the one and only true church. I wish I could impress upon you, Holy Father, the importance of consecrating Russia to Our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Heart before it is too late for the world. I know Jesus Christ is our Savior and will come again. But consecration of Russia would save many lives. Restoration of the Tridentine Mass, communion railings, and the tabernacle to the center of the altar are goals of those who believe in Our Lady of the Roses. We pray, Holy Father, that you will be able to accede to the wishes of our Lord and Our Lady for restoration of the Mass and consecration of Russia. I thank God for Our Lady of the Roses Shrine that I have been able to convert to the Catholic faith. Thank you, Holy Father, for your time and consideration. With love and devotion to our Lord and our Lady, your friend, the Nazis sign. Now, my next party here is from the Philippines. To Our Lady of the Roses, my name is Napoleon D. Albano. I am 59 years old and still in the active service as a colonel in the armed forces of the Philippines. Last year, in the month of July, I felt seriously ill. I underwent a major operation in the stomach due to a tumor growth, which turned out to be cancer. My doctors said my case was terminal, giving me only 6 months to live. My children, who reside in New York, were all saddened by this news and resorted to prayers to God, asking the intercession of Our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, petitioning for a miracle to happen, which did happen to me. It is for this reason that I would like to narrate to you how the miracle came to be and to proclaim it to all. 6 months after my operation, mindful of the seriousness of my ailment, I was constantly reminded of my impending death day in and day out. Although I accepted it and was resigned to my fate, I continued to pray very hard for a miracle. At this point in time, I was very weak and lost some 50 pounds in weight. I suspected the cancer had already spread and was therefore slowly killing me. My oldest daughter, Diane, sent for me from Manila to come to New York to attend a forthcoming candlelight procession for Our Lady of the Roses to be held in Flushing Meadow, Queens, and to undergo a medical checkup and treatment at the Sloan Kettering Memorial Hospital in New York City. I attended the procession and undertook the said medical checkup. The results proved that I was completely free from cancer. This week I am on my way back home to the Philippines, a very happy man. The new lease in life granted to me by the good Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of the Roses, shall forever remind me of the power of prayer, that never was it known that anyone who prayed to her for protection, employed her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided nor unanswered. Thank you, and may God bless you all. And I have an envelope with all the doctor's statements proving his cure. And that's all I have today. May God bless you, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help spread Our Lady of the Roses prophecies to the world. Please send what you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.